Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie. And I'm Julie.
Hi, Jules.
How
you
doing?
That means I'm Christy Marie.
That means you're my mama, Christy Marie.
That's right.
I just wanted to say thank you for not giving me up for an adoption.
Oh, you're welcome.
50 plus, not 50 years ago, but I was contemplating it 50 years ago. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so
I know
you're
there
so
were
welcome.
Options. I know that there was a bidding war.
There really was. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. But back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
But you hear stories about you know, kids being given up for adoption, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, mom fell in love, you know, with a 19-year-old boy. Mom was 19, yada, yada, yada. The old tale story, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was 18, I think. Basically, when
yes,
I
right.
fell in love.
Right. 18, you fell in love. Yeah. 19, when conception happened. 20, when I came out.
Is that Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Conception, yes.
Yeah. That's what it was like living in that.
Well, I was listening to this one old podcast a while ago, and it was this woman was telling her story about how she was given up for adoption because her mom was a young mother and her biological father couldn't take care of the kid, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And but her parents, even though they're quote unquote on paper looked really good, you know, they both had money. You know,
the parents,
the adopted parents.
Oh, I see.
The ones that you know were adopting the kids mm-hmm. on paper looked like you know winning, you mm-hmm. know winners, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they were basically emotionally. You know, disconnected from the kids.
Right.
Yeah, the kids were never. You know, were just basically shushed away.
Yeah,
you know, and so
yeah.
forth. So I just want to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for not choosing the path of least resistance.
Oh, I know.
And all the way around.
I yeah. was watching Glow this week, and I finished the whole three seasons.
Yes.
And I honestly totally, really, really loved and
yeah.
enjoyed that franchise. But in the last scene, one of the characters, I can't think of her name. I think her name was Wild Cherry or... something, but she was a black girl, and she was her husband was there, and they were both actors, struggling
right.
actors, and he wanted a child so bad, and she just told him no. You know, she was afraid to lose her figure to because she was a wrestler. You know,
right?
And at the very end, and so he leaves, and he's gone like an entire season. And they're apart, and she has a gambling addiction. I mean, you know.
Oh, wow. He goes
has
down
a
that
whole storyline,
yeah.
yeah. And at the very end, he comes back dressed as Santa Claus, you know, in winter. She runs into his arms, and they're together. And he said, you know, I've looked into adoption. And she said, you have? She goes, yeah, we could be good parents, and you wouldn't have to lose your figure.
Oh, how awesome.
And she was like... Oh, thank God.
Win-win. It's like those parents.
And that's kind of like the Kardashians, yeah. you know. They like, I'll just have somebody else
I'm
do it.
I'm a surrogate, you know.
Yeah.
It was hard. I'm going to do a surrogate. And
so, you know, that's what I did for you, girlfriend.
Know, thank you. I appreciate it. I remember about years ago, you gave me this article. It was like, oh, Julie, I know you want to make some extra cash. You can sell your eggs. I'm like, what?
I just gave you a little one day.
And then mm-hmm. I was reading through. I'm like, oh, I hit this criteria. Good criteria. Yeah, yeah, good, good, good. Oh, you must be under 30 years old. I'm like, I was like 31. I'm like, man, Mom, I'm too old.
Missed it by one year.
My eggs are now too old
they
to
were
donate.
Like, what were they like selling them for like $25,000, $30,000.
It was quite a big penny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have kicked that out of the ballpark.
No.
I would have given a few of my eggs
yeah,
away.
Exactly.
You know, for that kind of cash.
Just helps to help some, you know, rapper and his wife conceive.
Exactly.
Of course.
I have good genes. I really do.
Yeah.
But then I was too old, and I'm like, and I gave the article my big finger, and I'm like, F you. You give it to me. How about putting that in the first sentence? If you are over 30, please
yeah.
not read
do
any
not
further.
Read, do not read any further.
This will get you excited.
Yeah.
And then drop the ball.
You're like, my God, like, all I had to do is just like, I don't even have to go to work at Dollar General.
No.
I just give an egg away.
Exactly.
For and then be satisfied for a whole year.
Possibly. I give one egg away a year.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would try to achieve.
You probably
you know,
had like 40 of them left.
At that time, I possibly could have.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how many you have left.
Yeah.
The medical journals aren't really clear on that, like how many eggs a woman actually has.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You know.
But if you open a frog, then
you can see.
It's scary.
Well, what I do know is that men make their sperm and women don't make their eggs. They're there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're there and you drop them.
Yeah.
You know, like you crack some eggs.
Like we drop a podcast.
Exactly. And typically I drop an egg once a month, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, but mm-hmm. our podcast dropped weekly. And you're welcome, everyone. You're welcome. So how you doing, girlfriend?
You're just reminding me like when I was in biology class in high school
mm-hmm.
and we had to, I was like, I don't know why they make you cut up in a frog.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
But for whatever reason, when I cut up my frog, it just exploded and it had all these like little eggs.
Aww.
Yeah, no, it wasn't pregnant. I don't know, but it had like all these eggs.
Yeah.
And it just like burst onto me, onto my lab coat,
ooh.
Stuff like that. That was like...
You had a lab coat?
I had a lab coat.
Thank
because
God.
That thing caught on fire like 3 times.
Thank God.
Otherwise, it would have been me. And,
that one, yes.
And I was like, I was kind of doomed in that class because the last time that I was at that class, I left my Bunsen burner on.
No,
not good. And then we
good.
Had to, we had to evacuate the building.
Of course.
We never went back to that school. That school was done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was falling on us. It was, wasn't my total fault.
Right.
I was in the yearbook for that, though.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
The Bunsen burner
they
scandal?
They had a picture of me wearing glasses, holding a pencil, pointing to a Bunsen burner.
Yeah,
like a
oops. Were you looking really coy? Oops, that was me.
Oops.
Sorry, people.
I remember saying, like, I remember at one point going, teacher, something's smoking in here. Like, yeah. Something is, like,
something's on fire.
And when we looked down, it was the bottom of my lab coat.
Oh.
So I just was not meant to be in biology.
I have memories, not a lot of vivid memories of biology class, mm-hmm. but we too had to cut up a frog, and it was in junior high. And I think my teacher was named, I had two science teachers in junior high, a Mr. Black and a Mr. Brown, and both were Caucasian, which I just thought was very interesting.
Yeah.
And they're both were older,
yeah.
And I'm sure they're both dead by now.
It would be funny if Mr. White was Black and Brown.
Yes, exactly.
Sure. Well, you said that Mr. Black and Mr. Brown were white.
Yes.
And that there was a Mr. White. And he was black
and
brown.
That would have been hysterical.
That would have been perfect.
That would have been perfect. But
yeah.
We didn't
it would
have
been
that.
Like Dr. Mo, Dr.
Yeah,
Larry,
exactly.
Dr. Curly.
Oh, it would have made the trifecta.
Come on.
What happened?
Yeah.
And so I remember I just had this brief memory, two memories. One is, you know how you have in science class you typically have lab partners, right? You sit next to a person the whole year or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember we were going down the line. And we were having to share our answers of this one paper we did, you know? And I just, and it was hard, but the girl next to me had to go before me, but she didn't have the answer. And I did. And I told it after she goes, I don't have the answer. And then I went and I gave her the answer. But she got mad at me for not sneaking her the answer when it was her turn.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, I had the answer for number 10.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the answer for number 11. So if I would have given her my number 10 answer...
You wouldn't have...
I wouldn't have had number 11.
Yeah,
I don't mind...
No.
Listen,
oh, no.
I don't mind giving you the answer.
If...
But I do mind giving you the last answer.
Yeah.
If I have to go next.
Exactly.
I don't mind sharing my 50 cents, but I'm not going to give you my last quarter. You know, come on. That's my analogy for the day.
Whoa.
And the other thing is, I remember, I have no idea why, but we
Julie, that's almost like, that's like airplane psychology.
Is it airplane psychology?
Yeah, you
got
know,
it.
Like, you know, you got a baby on your nipple.
Yeah.
And you're going down, you take the oxygen.
Yes.
Not the baby.
No, and then you put the oxygen on the baby second.
Yes.
You don't neglect the baby.
No.
But you take care of yourself
first.
Take
care of yourself first. You know, you don't like what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You go to go in the bathtub, close the door.
Yeah.
Lock it.
Exactly.
Glass of wine.
Exactly.
Rosé all day, baby.
Rosé. Exactly.
Rosé. I'm sorry. I'm just a little fantasy here. Go ahead.
If we're going to quote odd sayings, then I'm going to quote this one because I read this one a day.
What was it?
Okay. if you're in the bathroom, so wash your hands and say your prayers because Jesus and germs are everywhere.
And wash your hands and say your prayers because Jesus and germs is everywhere.
It's everywhere. Jesus and germs, I guess, Jesus, are everywhere.
I don't know.
Is everywhere. Jesus and germs is everywhere. Yeah.
Wash your hands and say a prayer because Jesus and germs is everywhere, baby. Yeah,
I like this idea of kind of like Jesus being everywhere, except that I would like it to be something more magical in the sense of we're like tethered, but the tether is very light until I call it into being. Like sometimes, like yesterday, I had worked outside, moved a lot of bricks. Mm-hmm. I was filled with gross stuff and bugs, and I was filled with that. And I walked upstairs. And I took all my clothes off, and I'm walking around buck naked upstairs, getting ready to take a shower. And at that moment, I would like Jesus not to be tethered to me or be lightly tethered.
Right.
Because I was like, I'm so disgusting. It is horrible. There's bugs everywhere. I was so grimy.
You think that there's this umbilical cord, and Jesus is just found on the back looking at your butt.
Yeah, like, oh, Jesus, don't look there. That's a little too kosh, cheesy for me. You know, please, you Jesus, no. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, no.
And then Jesus, take the wheel.
Take the wheel, Jesus. And then
it's if you think about it, that's not the worst that Jesus has seen.
Well, I know. Trust me when I say I've done worse.
I think just think about like a threesome.
Yes. Or a foursome.
Or a daisy chain.
Yeah. Or a circle jerk. There's a lot.
How far are we going to go with this?
There's a lot of really embarrassing, gross things that we do.
We don't want Jesus to see.
If Jesus is taking the wheel, he's probably steering away from it.
Yeah.
He's like,
subside. I'm saying, like, you're at, like, a sex party.
Yes.
And right before, like the whistle blows or whatever, however they do it, after they have, like, two cocktails.
Yes.
Put their tickets in for two cocktails. Yes. And somebody goes,
dropping the bull. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Jesus, you want to stay in here? More power to you, but we suggest you leave now.
So do you? Yes. Do you think that Jesus is there because of the chlamydia outbreaks, or he's not there because of chlamydia outbreaks?
You mean did he cause it or have any?
He's like, oh, you know what, guys, this is a learning experience for you. Yeah. He's a little cause and effect. I'm here. I'm not.
I'm not judging.
I'm not judging, but you're gonna get a little clap. This is my way of congratulating you with a clap. Clap on, clap off, everyone.
Somebody said, like, well, couldn't you just call it applause?
Yeah.
No.
No, no.
No, we call it just one.
Just one.
Just the clap.
Just the clap.
It's like, does anybody hear the sound of a tree falling? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Yes. And is it, well, do you? Do you hear the sound of a tree falling? We know it's somebody.
I don't even know if that's another saying.
It is.
Another saying. What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Yes.
And then if a tree falls in the forest, does anyone hear it?
Yes. And you go, no. What I'm doing right now, I know I'm being very distracted at this moment.
Yes, you are.
But I'm just making sure that we know exactly how long our podcast is, because it would be horrible to go over. And not know about it. And then, like,
and then all of a sudden, BBS Radio goes, sorry, guys, we have to cut you off.
You get what cuts you off. You went, I go, but why? The last 3 minutes were the best 3 minutes ever of our life. Come on. So, anyway, I was.
Did you know something? Mm-mm. I wanted to tell you that I'm woke.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to
say. Are you awoke
it.
Now? Did you have your coffee this morning? Are you good?
No, I'm like woke, girl. I'm like, I didn't, oh, it's not woke. That I slept well, which I did.
You woke.
But I'm woke.
What exactly, is it an anagram for something?
It means like I'm like cool. I understand like how
you're
things,
like hipster?
I'm like a hipster and in a non-ironic way.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm like woke.
I'm
woke. I'm like woke to everything.
Okay, I'm going to find out what the definition of woke is. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to, it's like, you got to be like, eyes open. Eyes open, people.
Got it.
Like, I was talking to someone, and they were saying that they were progressive.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I'm woke.
Yeah.
I know what progressive, you know, here's the thing. Like, if someone said, like, you know I'm progressive, to me that means like, you're just afraid to offend anybody.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's
I don't want
think progressive means.
Yeah, like I don't want to offend
nobody. Nah,
now,
not progressive.
To be the opposite of that is like, man, I don't care if I offend you.
What's the opposite of progressive? Conservative?
I don't know.
I don't either, because that doesn't sound right.
No.
Progressive. I don't know.
Epigressive. Because
okay.
Epilogue. So progressive.
I knew
epigressive.
I knew the Latin would come in
Thank
handy.
You.
Good
Thank
job.
You, Julie.
So woke, first is
yeah.
past of wake.
So yes, I did get a good night's
yes.
sleep.
Yes, and woke is also alert to injustice in society, yes. especially racism.
See, I told you I'm woke.
Yes. We need to stay angry and stay woke.
Oh, you know what, though? Then I might not... Oh, my God. I might not be that woke. Because if I'm supposed to be angry about it all, about the injustices...
Well, here goes. Does being woke mean I have to agree with all the other woke folks say should be done about issues in the black community? Huh. The West Coast has the wokest dudes. They're just making up sentences.
So, how do you... can you spell woke? Could you please use that in a sentence? The West Coast has woke dudes. All right. Thank you. Can you please give me the Latin origins of woke?
I don't think we think woke means, okay.
I just thought it meant like eyes open, baby.
Yeah, that's what I think, but not just to racism.
No.
But to all social injustices.
To all social injustice.
It's sort of like this, though. Now that I understand it, I wonder if it means different cultures.
Yeah.
Because have you ever had a Caesar salad here in this, you know, in Illinois?
In the Midwest,
yeah. Right?
A
good salad, right?
Right.
Get cornbread, croutons, big pieces of chicken,
yeah.
Parmesan cheese. A nice Caesar salad,
yes.
A dressing.
Yes.
Good romaine lettuce, a really good salad. Lovely.
Yes.
You could put a little honey on it. They're really good. You know. You have one in San Francisco. You take a first bite and you're like going, what the hell is this?
That's right.
Oh, you know what the missing ingredient is in the Midwest?
Those black slimy things.
Anchovies.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I can't even say it.
Anchovies. I was not woke to the fact that a Caesar salad had anchovies.
Yeah. I should have told you that, but, you know, we live in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd ever have to worry about that.
Yeah. You just thought, oh, this girl's going to
be
privileged.
Fine.
She'll be having the best Caesar salad her whole life
yeah.
until she goes to San Francisco to a fancy restaurant,
yeah.
spends $30 on a Caesar salad.
And
I'm like, this better be one damn good Caesar salad.
And did you take it back?
I will pay for this salad, but I am so sorry. This is inedible. They're like, what do you mean?
You told them their food
I go,
was,
it is.
You told them their food
I go,
was inedible?
I have had 1,000 Caesar salads, but I'm from the Midwest, and I don't know what this is. I go, I don't think we put fish and Caesar salad.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
I go, I apologize. I apologize. I will pay for this. I'm going to barf, though. I'm
yeah.
like, literally,
yeah.
I am now woke to this
right.
madness. So I guess, but see, I would think, so maybe in the Midwest, woke means, you know, you're woke up, you are in touch with societal,
yeah.
and I think almost sexism
yeah.
more than racism.
Right.
You know, and also...
I feel like if you're like woke, well, like, no, it's like, let's say you're progressive.
Yes.
That means in my world, to be progressive is like, I'm like walking on eggshells. I can't offend anybody. Like, all of a sudden, like, I'm awoke to, like, how people
are,
you
see the injustice
like,
everywhere.
But I'm awoke to how people are offended by everything.
Yes.
And
oh,
so
you offended by everything, or do you just notice how everybody's offended?
I'm noticing.
And that's how you're woke.
How offended everybody is.
Right.
And so, like, I just all of a sudden can't be nice to people because I don't know if they're a Mr. or a Mrs. or whatever
right.
they are that day. Or
right.
if I'm using the proper pronoun.
And just to let everybody know, when I use dude, that is sex neutral. Just
exactly.
In
the Midwest, girls and guys are dudes.
Yes.
Dude. And then we don't spell it D-U-D-E. We spell it D-O-O-D.
food. Like food.
Like dude.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, you know, food. I, for whatever dude. Reason, I'm thinking about when I was a therapist at a, like Ben Gordon, you know,
yes.
mental health center. And I was intaking this one man who had been on a like a bender, like mm-hmm. all, and we were putting him in the hospital. And I said, I had to do was filling out forms and stuff. And I said, so how long have you been an alcoholic?
Yeah.
And he was like, what? I am not an alcoholic.
Okay.
And I was like, well, you, I mean, you know, like, what is your definition of an alcoholic?
Right.
And he said, oh, alcoholics are those people that can't drink and go to those AA meetings. I'm like, oh my God.
That's a recovering alcoholic.
I was like, you know, because it's like, hi, I'm Phil and I'm an alcoholic. Hi, Phil. You know, and
Phil can't drink. Phil can't drink. He has to go to those meetings.
And he,
so listen, I can drink.
There is no way that I'm an alcoholic because I drink.
And so I am not going to go to that meeting.
And you're like, all of a sudden, like,
Mind blown.
And I realized, you know what? Language. It's hard to be woke to language.
It is. And, you know, we know that with Jordan Peterson, you should be precise with your language.
We have to be precise. That's rule number 10.
Yes. One of those rules.
Yeah.
But so many times I will ask for clarification. And then sometimes they're like, well, why do you need clarification on this? I go, really? Because in my mind, I think I might be hearing it differently than what your agenda is.
Mm-hmm.
I have no agenda. I'm like, okay.
But you sound kind of clippy when you ask people that, though. I think they think that you're being clippy with them. And you're like, you're just clarifying.
I really am. And so I have to, God, you know how to trigger me. You so desperately, if I had a wound, you would know exactly where the kosher salt was located and then pour it on me. Cause you just know. It's like, that's why we're so good together.
I'm rubber, your glue.
Yes.
It bounces off of me.
Sticks to you. Exactly. Thank you. Well, you know what? We're two peas in a pod, I guess. Or no, mostly, I think
We're really doing the cliches.
Yeah, because we're being woke to it all.
Yeah.
And once you're woke to it.
Yeah.
Well, I have had a very weird week. Greg and I were on the phone. You were with us on the phone, talking mm-hmm. on the speakerphone, and we were having a discussion. And somehow he was kind of feeling a little bit low or something, but we were commenting about his looks because he looks like Tom. He told me he got a haircut and he goes, I wanted to get Mission Impossible 2 haircut.
Oh, wow.
He goes, I just not tell the woman what Mission Impossible I want to go for.
Because you go in there and they go, are you going for a look?
And he's like,
are you just getting a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to look like Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. But Greg wants to Mission Impossible. Yeah,
because
MI2.
He looks like Tom Cruise. And we're not joking. He really does look like Tom Cruise. If Tom Cruise was 6 feet tall.
Midwestern.
Yeah, Midwestern. Maybe about 30 pounds on him. And, you know, and tall.
And
woke.
What's that religion Tom Cruise is?
He's a Scientologist.
Yeah, Greg's not.
No, he's a Catholic.
Yes.
Kind of. Catholic light? Catholic-ish.
Faux Catholic.
Yeah. Faux Catholic, like, he's all in.
What are they,
for his kids.
The Easter and Christmas Catholics?
Yes. I don't, he may go to church every Sunday. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know about that. We'll have to see. Or not. But
we know that Jesus follows him around too.
Right, exactly. So I was saying to him, I said, hey, you probably, when you go, all the parents know you because you're a stay-home dad or whatever. And, you know, you're the lunch dad. You're one of the lunch dads. I'm not sure if he's a lunch dad this year or not. I don't know. I said, I wonder if the parents think you look like, the moms think you look like Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know. He goes, but maybe. And he goes, I'm probably like only like a 4 or 5 in LA. You know, he started rating himself. I go, no, you're a soft 7 in LA, but you're a hard 9 or 10. Hard 10 in Midwest. He's like, You're telling me I'm a hard 10 in the Midwest? I go, you're a hard 10. Maybe a hard 9.
I think a hard 9.
A hard 9. 9.5. Yeah, 10, you know, 10's pushing it because 10 is very subjective.
Yes.
You have the whole package.
You're like in the different territory.
Yeah.
Of 10.
I go, but I would.
You're like soft in the 7, Olympics. Yeah.
And then a hard 9 in the Midwest.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa. Felt good. Yeah. Now here's the weird part.
But then he was upset because he said a soft 7.
I go, soft 7. I go, he thought it was 4.
Yeah.
A hard. I go, no, you're a soft 7.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, I can go with that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're not asking you to be, you know, Tom Cruise's, you know, stunt double or maybe because the truth
stand
is
in
stand in.
Whatever.
He's a little too tall for that.
Yeah.
But he really could have been if he was just a little shorter.
Yeah. Well, Greg's kids and Tom Cruise shop in the same department.
Ba-dum-bum.
Sorry.
Yeah. No.
We're going for the joke now.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah. As what is the other phrase? Like, if you're woke and all you see is a social injustice.
Yeah.
If you see only jokes everywhere.
Yeah.
What are you then?
You're a life with a girlfriender.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you.
I see jokes, people.
I see jokes, people. I see them everywhere.
If you're like, what? Chris, there's social injustice everywhere. Yeah, but there's also jokes, too.
Why that's so effing funny.
And there's comedy. People.
Yeah, people.
There's righteous comedy because if you don't laugh, what are you
you could be living
do?
In Syria and you don't. Okay, let's just take up, you know, I mean, let's just knock it off a little bit. You know, we're all doing okay here. Okay, but anyway, so. Now, that wasn't the weird part of the discussion that I had my brother, you know, trying to boost him up. Soft 7, hard 9, whatever.
Talking about L.A.
Yeah,
like we know.
About, yeah. But what was weird is that within 24 hours after that, I was listening to some radio show or podcast. I can't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. And out of their mouth said, oh, I'm a soft 7 in L.A. and a hard 10 in the Midwest. And I'm like, what?
Oh, you totally channeled that.
I'm like, what? Did I just pick that out of
just,
the...
Your little transmitter.
Yeah.
Just
like... What do we call that? The collective.
Yeah.
The collective consciousness.
The collective consciousness.
Yes.
Pick that out.
I just picked that
your
out.
Radar.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because I had never... And then I thought to myself in my stupid brain, because I think everything relates to, well, this obviously means I'm supposed to play roulette and do... Top 7s and hard 10s. Obviously.
You went to the casino.
I went to the casino and then blew it because it wasn't. I read the signs totally wrong. Yeah. I was not supposed to go to the casino and bet hard 10.
Or like buy a lottery ticket and place a. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Now, see, Julie, you just went one step too far.
I know. It was
just
right
like
there.
Taking a joke too far.
But are there things in your life where in certain situations, It's a soft 7 here, but you move that someplace else, it's a hard 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, okay, I'm not bragging. We've got a nice house, and David goes not he goes not bragging, Julie, but I'm telling you, your house is like the prettiest house in the subdivision.
Right,
it is. My mom designed it, and everything works perfectly. Mm-hmm. When you build it, you have these two big oak trees, and you're like, it's going to be a circle driveway. I want the front door right in the middle of these two oak trees. It's going to be colored this with the V-shutters, with the long front porch. It all worked perfectly, right?
Yes, it did.
Okay, this is a hard 10 in Lost Nation. Hard 10 right here.
Hard
in Dixon.
10.
You move this house to, I don't know, Nashville.
Nashville?
Or
Calabasas.
Calabasas.
Yes.
Calabasas. We're really at a soft 7. really a
Calabasas,
soft 7.
Calabasas. We're the gatehouse.
This is the gatehouse. This is where the nannies work.
This is where the butler lives.
Yeah. And his family. Or security. Yeah. This is you know. But in New York, this would be probably, I would say, a soft 7, too.
Oh, New York?
Well.
Well, the size would be huge.
But you're right. You know, so, like, there's just, it's amazing what things go on. Like, here, it's a soft 7.
Right.
But here, it's a hard 10.
Right.
And that's why you have to figure out where to live. Like, you know,
who you are.
Who you are.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't it be lovely if you could place yourself in a place where you're always a hard 10 instead of a soft 7?
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
I mean, like, okay.
You're going. I get to where you're going.
Okay. You know, you go to our Walmart in Dixon.
Yeah.
Now, on a good Saturday night, I would say 35% are wearing those nice flannel pajamas.
Pajamas, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you come in with jeans.
Sunday morning, you're up, you double that.
Yes, Sunday morning.
60%, yeah. 70%.
So you go into Walmart, you know, wearing jeans and mm-hmm. nice tennies and a nice top. You're a hard 10 there.
Yeah.
You take that same person and you go into Calabasas or... And you're
the gardener.
You're the gardener. You're barely a soft 7. So you go where you're a hard 10. You know, go where you're a hard 10.
This is interesting because I've been looking at businesses like all week because for you know our work has changed and so yes. it's almost intolerable,
right?
But not
right.
So I've been
and the reason why we're working more and. But we're getting the bottom line is less.
Right.
The bottom line is less because yes. we're paying more in fuel. We're working right. more. And so it doesn't equal the right.
The proportions are wrong.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at businesses and I've among the thousands of businesses that are for sale all over the United States, for whatever reason, I like focused on this one business in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Yes.
I've always wanted to live in Mountain Home.
You have.
I don't know why, but it's always been like a thing for me. And so, and it's a towing business. Hmm? And it's also a semi-truck repair and tire business.
So not too far off the beaten path.
Not far for us, right?
For the family, yeah, right.
Exactly. So the numbers looked good, you know, mm-hmm. like they looked right, you know, in terms of percentages and things
right.
like that. So I decided to delve deeper, and the business listing didn't give me much to go on, but I did a lot of good detective work.
Right.
And I found the name of the business, and I found the name of the man that runs the business.
Because so often these business ads, the beginning part, they're to go deeper, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Correct. Right.
They want to know your credit rating,
correct.
All this stuff.
Correct. Exactly
before
right.
Before they go too far into it.
Exactly right. So I did some major ass detective work. Took me a long time, really.
Yeah.
But found it and then found this man who owned this business, his Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I stayed there for like 3 hours.
Okay.
I mean, he had picture and video after video after video after picture of these huge semi wrecks.
Okay.
You know, that he
yeah.
had to go and get. And I was like amazed at his life. Mm. He's retiring. So that's, you know, one of the reasons why he's selling. He's been there like 29 years or
okay.
something. And everybody knows him in town. Like, you'll throw up a thing on Facebook and, like, you know, 20, 30 people will answer one thing. And he loved to fly these parachute planes. You know, the ones with the big wheel or the big
yeah.
flat.
Like yeah, I know what you're talking
the
about.
The big
yeah.
fan in the back.
Yeah. The one that unfortunately took the life of one of the Walton children's.
Oh, really?
Sam Walton.
John Denver, too.
Yes.
All that kind of stuff.
I don't know about John Denver. I think he was in a real plane.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's the Hamburgers in Paradise, dude?
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Gene Buffett?
I just wondered who that was.
Oh, Gene Buffett.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just wondering.
Just curious.
So, and he would have pictures of himself, you know, and he would be taking pictures in the morning up in the air and going up in the air and taking pictures in the sunset. And he had pictures of all these animals that he had. And like at night, he'd go sit on his porch and a turkey would sit on his lap. And
yeah.
Every night. And he would, and I just was like involved.
Right.
For like a couple of days in this man's life. I just,
yeah.
You know, and in one picture, he said, you know, I shouldn't have let my grass grow too tall. And there was like a big anaconda
oh.
that he had killed
oh, God.
By accident with
oh,
the
no.
big combines
oh.
and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. And then there was a picture of of a wolf at the door of the business
oh, hello.
That he was selling.
Yeah.
And I just started thinking, and so then some of the videos, you know, that talk like this.
Yeah.
And down there,
yeah,
and I'm like not to say anything about talking
no.
like that.
No, but you're
but
gonna.
I don't talk like that.
No,
though.
And so all of a sudden you're gonna be like an outsider.
And like, that's when I started feeling like, as much as I thought, that'd be so cool for me, I would love to just see these like big semis getting right. like big dinosaurs, like cranking them up out of the ditches and shit like right. that. That'd be like awesome. And yeah. like one semi was in a tree, and you know, you all these like, it was really awesome kind of, right. you know, as long as there's no death, of course.
Of course, right.
Yeah. Everybody yeah. just walks away.
Everybody walks away. Everybody's fine.
That's okay. But like, I'm like, we could go there and just walk right into this business, and it'd be so much. And then I started like, you know what? I don't have anacondas here.
No.
I don't have wolves here.
No.
I don't talk like this.
Right. I don't have to fake my accent to be yeah, to be a exactly. part of the group or the
exactly.
club.
And I don't fly these planes or these no. things every day.
Right.
You know, or like go crawdad fishing right. in the pond, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I am not, unfortunately, I'm not in that spot, what you were saying.
Right.
I'm not in alignment.
Right.
With that business, I didn't think at the end of the day.
Yes.
And I was like so excited.
You were so excited. You were a hard 10.
I thought, well, this guy that had this business
yes.
was a hard 10.
Yes.
And if I would have bought it, I wouldn't even come close to a soft 7.
Not even a soft 7.
Not even come
and
close.
And then you go, would my business resemble what the misalignment?
Right.
You know, and the
it probably would have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then because I asked you, I said, Jules, you know, if we bought this business and, you know, we ended up like you, like everything, you running it.
Right.
Could you go and could you take a big tow truck and take a hook and make right. a semi come out of the ditch and stuff like that?
Magically with my Harry Potter wand. Did my semi come out of the ditch? Yes, I could do that.
You know, and like, could you take the picture and put it up on Facebook and
right.
make a video of it?
Well, the truth is, I say all those things.
We don't do that shit.
No, we don't.
We do interesting stuff, but we're not in the habit of taking pictures of it.
Yes.
This man took pictures of the turkey on his lap.
Right.
I mean, for 5 years, I went back 5 years. He had a picture of when his border collie died.
Oh.
He said, I went out on a call, and I came back at 2:30 in the morning after having pulled this semi out,
right.
you know, out of a tree. And I came back, and little Maggie had just passed away right here, and
oh.
she was in a little ball
oh, no.
on the sofa.
Oh no!
You know, and like about 100 people just said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry."
Sorry. They all gave like sad emojis.
Yeah,
oh,
just
so sad
emojis. But I mean, his life was chronicled.
Yes.
Just totally chronicled.
And some people like that. They get off on that. It is interesting.
And I'm like, I could not, I mean, how, if, and I'm sure like if we went and bought mm-hmm. the, people would expect us to be chronicling these you know, wrecks and
right.
all the, and there were several, I mean, several motorhomes
yeah.
that were in precarious
positions. Well, it's funny
because
like when you say that, my first thought was, I do not want to chronicle my own train wrecks. I sometimes feel my life yeah. as a train wreck, and I'm like, yeah. going, I don't want to chronicle that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I could.
Yeah.
I could create a, you know.
Julie, I was like a soft 4 in that,
you were, by
in
the
that
time
business.
We were a soft 4.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting because you never do this, but yesterday you had some soft ice cream.
I did.
You never get soft ice cream.
I know. I you know why? I was feeling sad for myself.
You were for some reason.
And we went to this place to walk Elliot, which we'd never been before.
Yeah.
And it was very quiet.
Yep.
And like nobody
oh,
was
yeah,
around.
Oh, yeah. It was perfect.
It was just perfect.
Until.
And so you got out. And, you know, you're walking Elliot in this grass. And all of a sudden I hear this huge boom in the
yeah.
back of me. And I think it's like, I don't know, I don't
Sonic
know, some
boom.
Kind of
yeah.
terrorism or
you're
something.
Right.
And I go back, and this truck is like literally in back of us, throwing down this stuff, and this man gets out, and he's like really, what'd you say, aggressive.
You were woke to this, yeah, you
tattooed.
Were woke to his energy.
Yeah.
He was aggressive.
Yeah, and he walks by us, and he gets
Not
into
micro
this
either.
Caterpillar.
Macro. Yeah.
and not the little kind of a big caterpillar machine.
Yeah.
And drives it up into this trailer. And
barely like, missing the car.
Yeah. And we're like, what the? Just ask us to move,
just,
dude.
Yeah, literally. We just stopped.
There's nobody here in the yeah. world.
It's and a, you look upset.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude,
and
come on.
So when we left, I went, look, there's a twisty freeze.
A twisty freeze.
And you went, what do you want, Mom? I want a twisty cone. Just because I can.
Wow. And you're like, do you want one, Julie? I'm like, I can't have one. I can't have one. Because I'm pink, and you can't have that and pink at the same time.
No, you can't.
No,
I don't know what color you pee when you have a twisty cone.
Well, not pink.
It was chocolate and white.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, a mulatto. I remember back in the day, I could have a twist cone. They were so good and so fun.
It was pretty good.
You know, when you take your tongue and you like lick it. And
yeah.
You and then,
I did the whole
so
thing.
So, yeah. You.
I did that.
And it makes it into like that,
yes,
that beautiful
that
color.
Round, yeah.
That ombre looking thing. You're like, oh, it's so beautiful.
A swirl.
It's so beautiful.
I'm down with a swirl.
You're down with... Well, hello.
I'm down with a swirl.
That means a lot in different. Yeah, yeah, an ice cream. That does mean different.
You
things.
Think if I told a group of people that I was down with a swirl, they wouldn't think ice cream?
No. Right. Yeah. I think
would think I was really down with a
swirl.
A swirl.
But if you said I wanted some salad.
I want a toss salad.
I want a toss Caesar salad. They're like, what? What does that mean? I don't know.
Julie, language is so hard.
Language is hard. Language
and
is important.
Jordan Peterson said, be precise in your language.
Exactly. But we know, we know that Jordan Peterson, who we love, because, you know, to some people, he's offensive.
Right.
We can't figure it out why.
Even to some people that we think are woke.
Yeah, too woke.
Like Dan Savage.
Yeah. He goes, he
hates him so much that he wouldn't even read anything.
He goes, I refuse to read any of his stuff, so I can't really comment except that I'm no lobster. I'm like, okay, whatever, Dan Savage, who I love. See, that's who we are. We can listen to Dan Savage, and we can listen to Jordan Peterson. And sometimes we listen because we think he's just too damn crazy.
And my favorite book is Shambhala.
Yeah, your favorite book. Yeah. We're woke to it all.
Yeah.
We're woke to it all.
We're open.
And also, we see the complexity of life. Life is so complex.
Yes.
And our emotional state's complex. Yeah. And, you know, and to you know, divide life into a small amount that at the end you have it and this is what it really means. Mm-hmm. It's just wrong.
It is wrong. And I noticed too, like a lot of people like wall off other people.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're just kind of like, although no, you can't get to that person because they're walled off somehow.
Right.
Somebody's walled them off.
Somebody, you know? Or like, oh, you don't want to talk to that person because they're this way.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want, why would you waste your time on that?
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, well then I don't want to be the person who walls off people.
Yeah.
Because of whatever.
Yeah. But sometimes we do like when we encounter a walled off person.
Yeah.
And not a Waldorf person.
Yeah, I was just saying the same thing. Where's Waldorf?
Person. We kind of like to be really friendly to him, ironically.
Yes. You think it's ironic.
I think that I know.
I'm buying really, points in heaven. I don't know if it's true.
You're getting points in heaven.
I think to myself.
I do it ironically.
Yes.
Because otherwise I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, you
does
couldn't.
Does that make me a hipster if I do it ironically?
Yes, it does. Because hipsters do everything ironically.
And I dress like a cobbler.
Yeah. And if you could, you'd braid the hair on your chin. But you don't. Because you can't.
You know, this is not even funny or anything, but I was playing a gentleman, who I think was a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
It was probably about 1 o'clock in the morning.
You were, like, you were
in
the
Pogo.
Cast? Oh, you weren't an actor.
No.
Playing a gentleman. You were playing Pogo.
I was playing Pogo.
Scrabble.
O'clock, waiting for you to come home, and you didn't get home till 3.
Got it.
And so I was playing, and we see the name.
Right.
The name was Mikey Y.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it could be either one.
Like, hello. That's what, you know, that's what you say. So I'm playing, and Mikey Y goes, hi there, I'm Mikey. What's your name? Mm. You know, and this is not, this is a little bit unusual.
This kind of forwardness. This kind of
forwardness is unusual. I've been playing Pogo for years.
Right.
Every once in a while you encounter it. You don't usually encounter it at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Hi, I'm Chris. You know. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm a hairstylist. What do you do?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'm a psychotherapist. I said, we probably are in the same kind of business, LOL. He goes, oh, yes, we are.
Yeah.
And then I'm playing the game, and he's keeping up with me. Right. I'm thinking it's a guy. I don't know why. But and he's matching me point for point, but he's also typing really fast.
Right.
And so then he says, do you have short hair or long hair? I'm like, I go, shoulder length. And I'm like, oh, I would love to get you in my chair.
Yeah.
I would love to get you in my, I could take really good care of you in my chair. And I'm like, well, I'm doing okay. I'm content.
Yes.
And I'm trying to play. I'm giving him like one or two answers.
Yeah,
like,
dude, we're playing. Yeah. And he goes, like, really? Where do you live, dude?
The next question was, do you have any tattoos?
Okay. Why does he care about the tattoos?
Do I have tattoos?
Yeah.
And I go, no. And he goes, I do. Oh. I have a whole sleeve.
Okay.
Which means I'm thinking it's an arm.
Yes. You know what a sleeve is.
I think I know what a sleeve is.
Because you said you wanted Normano to have a sleeve of tattoos.
A sleeve of tattoos.
Yeah. a tattoo sleeve. I don't know.
I guess so. I know that you can buy sleeves that look like tattoos.
Right. And is this, you know what? Maybe I don't know what a sleeve of tattoos are. Because just having tattoos on your arm is not a sleeve. Or you know how like they have those people who have tattoos and it actually looks like a line.
Yes.
And it's all the way done up their whole arm.
And see, I would not know. Because like, would you call what Normano has a sleeve?
No, I guess not either. But he has a pretty big tattoo up and down his arm.
Yeah, he's got a big tattoo.
But it's not all the way around. No. It's not a sleeve.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a line.
I guess so. Yeah, it's just looks kind of dirty.
Nasty. That's what as Dad says, Julie, just want to let you know, I could care less, but it makes your mother happy. I'm like, oh, sure, Dad. You could care less. Oh, come on. You have some opinion on this.
Did I say last week about what he said about he wanted to be cremated? Did I tell last week?
I don't know
week?
If you did or not. Mm.
Like, are you sure?
I'm not sure.
When he said.
Well, go ahead.
He said he wanted to be cremated.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, and I'm going to put it in my will.
That's right.
Yeah, I did tell. Okay.
No, I don't think you told him the show last night.
Don't think so?
Well, go ahead and share it.
No, but he just said, I want to be cremated.
Right.
And he told me, he goes, I bet you guys are not going to, I don't think you're going to have the courage to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make it easy for you. He said, because I'll put it in my will.
Yes.
That if you do not cremate me, then I want to have an open casket and I want you to put bright red lipstick on me, big hoop earrings and green eyeshadow and like a paisley scarf.
Right.
And if you don't do, you know, and it's like that'll, he said that would probably make it.
Probably the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. And then we said, well, we see jokes, people.
We see jokes, people. We would love that.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw tell that last week or not, but.
Can I confess? Yeah. I want to finish the Pogo story. Only it's just now that I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And so then he asked, then he told me that he had tattoos and that they were all, he had a whole sleeve of them. He wanted to tell me that he had a hole in his ear with the big hole earring and that he would, and then again, and I just had this feeling it was a man, first of all. And I was just giving him one or two word answers. And I had this weird feeling that he was like masturbating.
Right.
The way the questions were sounding.
Right.
Like he was.
Like building up energy and momentum.
It was just weird.
Like pounding him off.
Exactly. And yet
I have
a sleep. Still maintaining a good Pogo game.
Wow.
That was the weird thing.
Yes.
And I had, and so we were kind of, I was a little bit ahead, but we were neck and neck. Pardon the expression.
Yeah.
And then I finally said to him in the middle, like, I just kind of had gotten, and I go, wow. I said, you must be one cool dude.
Yeah.
Huh. I put a huh at the end of it.
Yeah.
And there was just like, no typing.
Yeah.
Silence, silence, and silence. And then he goes, actually, I'm quite shy. I don't know what that means, about being cool.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay.
And then he said, and then he goes like, something like, huh, I'm just into creative expression. Okay. And then he clicked off the board and left the game.
Right, because he was losing at this time as
he
well.
He was losing.
And for whatever reason, people are poor sports at Pogo, and they
people
don't.
People are just poor sports
and
lately.
If you do not win. You're leaving the game
you
early.
You leave the game.
Which makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense, because what was the rule that you grew up with, what I grew up with?
It doesn't
matter whether you win or lose.
It's how you play the game.
And you man up. You play honorably.
Exactly.
You play honorably, people.
Now, what I love about you and you telling the story is that how in the hell do we know the inflection that you
that's the thing.
Like, here's how it would be like, right. Oh, I bet you're cool, huh? You're like, oh, you know what? Really, I'm just kind of shy. Oh, okay.
Hey, you're like, what do you do for a living? I'm a hairstylist.
I'm a hairstylist. What do
I
you
bet
do?
I could have so much fun if you were in my chair.
Yeah.
We would have. I could give you the proper color.
Yeah.
We would cut it. I would
like
give you a shoulder massage.
Yeah.
It'd just be us.
Yeah.
It'd be so great.
It'd be so great. Well, and I like how in your mind, because you have a very vivid imagination, that you feel they're masturbating. So
Gosh damn it, that's the thing they're doing. Oh my God, I'm playing Pogo and the other guy's masturbating.
Now here's what's really going on.
What?
Okay, it's a couple. And
she's playing the game.
She's playing the game and the guy's like, please just give me a hand job. He goes, I'll give you a hand job and you're going to type this woman. Like we'll have this agreement. Or like,
So you think, you were a couple.
It was tag team.
Yeah.
You were in a threesome and you were not aware of it.
Oh, my God.
How did it feel? Was it dirty? Was it nasty?
I did feel a little dirty.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then you fell asleep because you were fine.
Yeah. And then they left the game early.
Oh.
Before I finished.
Before they... How stupid of that.
Sometimes, like,
Savage always says you should... Campfire rules.
Leave it better than when you came.
That's right. Exactly. How dare you leave early? Mm.
And then when you leave early, you know what happens in Pogo?
No.
The robots finish up for you.
Now, if that's just not right.
That's going to be happening very soon, you know.
Yes, because now they have robots that really look like real people.
Yeah.
No, they
just like dead people.
Look like really weird dead people. But they're
with a very surprised expression on their
face. Hello!
Like, what? Just their perpetual, what? Say what?
Do you think women will buy more men robots or men buy more women robots?
Oh, my God.
And I should just say, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Sex robot.
Sex robots. Okay. Okay. Let's just call it what it is.
I mean,
because here's the thing: you buy a robot. You're the first on your block to get the robot.
Hey, you have a party. It's a boy.
It's not bringing you coffee.
No, it's not.
Eventually, it's going to wind up
having sex
with you.
Yeah,
you're going to figure out some way.
Yes. This is horrible. This is the worst thing in the world.
I mean, if men can figure out how to use flashlights for sex.
No, not flashlights.
What are they called?
Fleshlights? Fleshlights.
Oh.
Men aren't having sex with flashlights.
I figured they could take the top off. Yeah.
You put it maybe like petroleum jelly, like a lot in there.
Yeah.
Well, here's a dealio.
Then I'll have sex with fleshlights.
The movie American Pie. Remember that movie?
Yes.
It was all because he...
The boys had sex with the pie.
With the pie.
Yeah.
And that was like to simulate what was going down.
Cherry pie.
Yeah.
Apple
I guess.
Pie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cherry pie. Maybe. But so that was it, you know, and so forth. But I just think it's very... At some point, we're all just going to go, oh, I'm just like done. Or what will happen is... You know, it'll be an environmental issue because at some point you would have worn out your sex robot and you're like, I'm done. And you're doing some house cleaning because you're watching Maria Kondo and you're like, you know, maybe it's time to throw out my sex robot. And then, you know, he's at the corner with trash day. You got to give your trash guy 20 bucks.
Yeah.
But and you're like, don't look at the bag.
The trash guy brings it home. No, he ends it in the dump. And a homeless guy finds it.
Yeah.
And it's got a little bit of life left in it.
Yeah.
And the homeless guy finally gets like, you know, and the robot goes, you don't smell too bad.
I like living in this box.
This bridge is my favorite bridge.
You take good care of me. You're like a Rockefeller.
I like you. You're my favorite.
You're my favorite. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Wait, is it over?
Are we could be done prematurely? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Premature.
Dunley. So, how was the show, girl?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.